Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 30 through 32. My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people, Israel. We human beings have a bad habit of focusing on what makes us different from others. Instead of rejoicing in all the things that unite us as fellow human beings, we separate ourselves into rival groups based on various characteristics that we consider important. We separate ourselves based on nationality. We separate ourselves based on the color of our skin. We separate ourselves based on whether we support this political candidate or that one. With all this separation, is it any wonder that we are experiencing so much turmoil in our world right now? Thankfully, when God looks at us, He does not focus on what separates us from one another. It's not that our unique and individual characteristics are unimportant. God has purposely made each of us unique so that with our uniqueness, we might be a beautiful part of His people. But when it comes to what's most important, our relationship with Him, God focuses on what unites us as human beings. God first focused on the fact that we are all sinners, all of us, regardless of where we were born or what color our skin is. We are all sinners in need of a Savior. God saw all of us in equal need of His help, and He was determined to provide that help to all of us. He didn't decide to send our Savior for this group of people and another Savior for that group of people. He sent one Savior for all people. He sent His Son Jesus to be the Savior of everyone. Simeon recognized this as he held Jesus in his arms. As he praised God for sending Jesus, he recognized that Jesus came both for the Gentiles, non-Jewish people, and for the people of Israel, Jewish people. That covers every human being. That covers you. Regardless of who you are, where you are from, or whatever unique characteristics you may have, Jesus came to be your Savior. And for that, we join Simeon in praising God. Lord Jesus, I praise you that you came to be the Savior of all people, including me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.